We're doing the Sefer Amidot. We're up to page Shin Lamed. The Ma'in Midovna had been discussing that hatred often stems from jealousy, and jealousy stems from the feeling that I should have what someone else has. And he said if a person thought about it, he would realize that God gives each of us the challenges we need and the tools we need that actually fit with our responsibilities and our tasks in this world. Zot yasim ha'isha nilba ve'libo. This is what a person who takes heart, this is what he should think about. La'amin ba'borei itbarach. To have faith in God, asher imtzio b'derech zeh u'v'malot ha'ele. God put a person on a specific path and gave him specific traits. V'day tovim v'neim lecha, k'mo osher la'ashir. Then obviously, this is what God thought is right for you. Just like God saw it fit to give the wealthy person wealth, so too he saw it fit to give each of us our challenges, our strengths, and to be born in this specific generation to deal. Because the one who created you knows what's good for you more than you do. And undoubtedly he gave you what's fitting for your soul. Being that his compassion over you, he has a tremendous compassion, just as, so to speak, he cares for himself, he cares for you. Just as you can't say, you know, I'm God's relative. That's why he created me. Yeah, you can't say that, right? Guess what? The other guy who you're jealous of, he's not God's relative either. There's no nepotism here. You look at someone and you see you both tried the same thing and he succeeded. And you wonder, why did he succeed? Sometimes it seems like they're fighting for someone in heaven to succeed. And sometimes it seems like they're fighting against someone to fail. Ibn Ezra said that about himself. Ibn Ezra tried many ways to support himself and his family, and his whole life he was tremendously destitute. And he once said, I've come to the conclusion that if I would sell candles, then the next night the sun wouldn't set. God doesn't want me to make money. It doesn't matter which direction I go, it always fails. So the Ma'in Midovna says, the other guy isn't God's relative, just like you're not God's relative. God caused both of your formation, your creation. So why did God create you? Because he loves you. So his kindness decided to create you. And it stems from a kindness, from a love. So then why should you sit here pondering, saying, why did he get what I didn't get? Which is basically what we say when we're being jealous. Why does someone else have something I don't? So as a parent, you often tell the kid, do you really think I love them more? Now, sometimes the kid will say yes. And then you have to set the record straight. If you've given them that feeling, then you have to rectify that. But very often, if you can explain to the child, you know, I try to do what's best for you and I try to do what's best for your siblings, and sometimes what's right for you is A and what's right for your sibling is B, and there's no favorites here. So by the same token, a person should look back at his creator and realize there's also no favorites here. You'd be surprised, but you do have to explain this to kids. Kids don't necessarily understand things that we take for granted. This often happens. I told you a story about, I was telling one of the kids, do you think I'm telling you not to do this for my own convenience? And the kid gave me a blank look and said, yes. And I was shocked. Okay. It was so obvious to me not. So, the kid honestly thought that when we told him not to do certain things, it was for our own convenience. He didn't realize there were things that were unsafe for him. Okay, so we sometimes take things for granted, and to children, it's not obvious at all. אחר השלום מצאת אילה דבריך למור שבעבורה אוהב אותו יותר, אם לא שתומר כי הבורא יתברך חפץ במעשיו יותר ממעשיך. אם כן לא על השם על חבך תלונתך כי אם עליך. The only thing you could say is that God likes his behavior better than mine. Maybe that's why he has it better than me. Well, then in that case, you don't have a claim against God. You have a claim about yourself. There's no reason to have a claim against the other guy or God. Because we have free choice as to how we'll behave. הקנאה הזאת מרחפת על הרוב בין מחוסרי כל לקנות בעמלאים כל טוב. So the first type of jealousy, he says, is usually hovering over people who are very poor, and they're jealous of those that have, as they perceive it, they have everything that's good. And it's important to be aware of this. Sometimes we forget how spoiled we are, how people look at us. This happens when you go into impoverished neighborhoods and you suddenly realize that you shouldn't take it for granted. You have two matching shoes. You shouldn't take it for granted that you have an undershirt. There are people there wearing a t-shirt without an undershirt. It's because they can't afford one. We here in Israel have to be aware that there's also this same jealousy is ever present. Many Israelis are jealous of Americans, of people that come from Chutz Laaretz. Someone showed me an article yesterday that the Apple phone is an iPhone 5S, I think it said. It costs 7 times as much here in Israel than the U.S. Telling you what the article said. So I looked for a second and the article was like unfair because it said you have to sign up for a contract in the U.S. for 2 years and then you get it for 1/7 of the price. So that's really dishonest, right? Okay, but it's still much more expensive. I mean, there are still things that you come from the U.S. and they're much cheaper than here and a person can afford it and he makes his living in dollars as opposed to shekels. And there is this feeling around here, and a person has to be aware of it. But he's not talking about other people being jealous of us. He's talking about us being jealous of others. And he says the first type of jealousy was the jealousy that Obama would say is between the haves and the have-nots. Then we evolve now to the second type of jealousy, which we'll just introduce, and we'll expand on it next time. ויש עוד קנאה שולטת ביותר בין גדולי החכמים והעשירים. There's another type of jealousy, and that takes hold among the wise, among the wealthy. ומתקנים והמתאמים להם באילו המעלות, ועל המידה הזאת אמר שלמה המלך עליו שלום, יש אחד ואין שני, היא בחינת המקנה בדומה לו, כי חפצו ורצונו להיות אחד ולא שני לו. A person wants to be unique. You're the first guy on your block to get an iPhone. And a day later, your neighbor got one. You're the first guy on your block to get a Ferrari, and a day later, your neighbor got one. So the second type of jealousy is a jealousy when someone else has equaled me, and I want to be unique. How come someone else is my equal? And that's the second type of jealousy which is found among the wise, which is found among the wealthy, where we don't want someone else to have what we have. That's why the Kutzker Rebbe said, "V'avta l'reacha kamocha." So that's a pasuk, not Kutzker Rebbe said. But he pointed out, he said, we can love our fellow man. If I make a million, let him make 900,000. You know, just a drop less. The key here is, "V'avta l'reacha kamocha." To love him and want him to have as much as I have. That's much harder. So that's the second type of jealousy, which we'll discuss, Be'ezrat Hashem, next time.